Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rav Avraham Goldhar, and today Maseches Kedushin, Daf Tezvav, the first Parakei Isha Niknes. The Zichud Maseches Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Hachazakas HaTorah. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, a brice on the previous Daf listed the Machlokas about several differences between an Eved Ivri who sold himself and one sold by Beis Din. Here the Gemara explains the opinion that one who sold himself does not receive Hanaka, gifts, when he goes free. The pasuk says about one sold by Beis Din, Hanik Tanik Lo, you shall surely give him gifts, Lo Velo Mocher Atzmo, teaching that they are only given to him and not to one who sells himself. The Gemara asks what the other Tanna Darshan from the word Lo. It can't exclude the heirs from inheriting the gifts if he dies before receiving it because the Torah calls him a sahir, a hired worker, indicating that his heirs should inherit his gifts as a worker's heirs inherit his wages. The Gemara explains it excludes a Baal Chob, a creditor, from collecting the gifts, for one would think the creditor can collect them based on Rabbi Nassin's principle, that if one is owed money from a second person and that person is owed money from a third person, Shemotzi Mizeh Benosin Lezeh, we take the money from this last person and give it to this first person. The first opinion does not need to exclude a Baal Chob because he doesn't agree with Rabbi Nassin's principle. Point number two, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov requires three psukim to teach that each type of Eved Ivri, one who sold himself, one who sold by Beis Din, and a Nirtza, goes free in Yovel. Although he may hold of the Gzer Shava, Sechir, comparing the two types of sales, a pasuk is still needed for one sold by Beis Din, for one can argue, Macharu Beis Din da'avid Isura, one sold by Beis Din, who transgressed a prohibition of stealing, Imenignese, I would say we penalize him not to go free in Yovel. The pasuk teaches otherwise. A third pasuk is required to teach that a Nirtza also goes free in Yovel, because one could say that one sold by Beis Din goes free at Yovel because his time to leave has not yet arrived. Aval Nirtza de Matai Zimne, but a Nirtza whose time to leave has already come, yet he opted to remain a servant, Ema Niknese, I would say we penalize him not to go free at Yovel. If only a Nirtza was written, one could say he goes free in Yovel because he already served 6 years, but one sold by Beis Din, who has not yet served his term, would not go free early in Yovel. And point number three, Abraisa records a machlokas about the pasuk Lo Yiga El Ba'ela. If the Jewish slave of an idolater was not redeemed by these, meaning his relatives, then he goes free in Yovel. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Ba'ela Ushichur, when he is redeemed by these relatives, he goes to freedom. Bashar Ko Adam Ushibut, but if he's redeemed by any other person, he goes to servitude for that person. Rabbi Kiva holds the reverse, that if others redeem him, he goes free. But if relatives redeem him, he must serve them. The Gemara Nishu explains that they argue how to read the pasuk, but ultimately says the basis for the argument is a logical one. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds it's logical that he should serve others who redeem him, because if he would go free, they would hold back and not redeem him. Rabbi Kiva holds it's logical that he should serve relatives who redeem him, because otherwise, every day he would go and sell himself to idolaters, knowing his relatives will free him. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a brice on the previous daf listed in the Machlokas about several differences between an Eved Ivri who sold himself and one sold by Beis Din. Here the Gemara explains the opinion that one who sold himself does not receive Hanaka, gifts, when he goes free. The pasuk says about one sold by Beis Din, Hanik Tanik Lo, you shall surely give him gifts, Lo Velo Mocher Atzmo, teaching that they are only given to him and not to one who sells himself. The Gemara asks what the other Tanna Darshan from the word Lo. It can't exclude the heirs from inheriting the gifts if he dies before receiving it because the Torah calls him a sahir, a hired worker, indicating that his heirs should inherit his gifts as a worker's heirs inherit his wages. The Gemara explains it excludes a Baal Chob, a creditor, from collecting the gifts, for one would think the creditor can collect them based on Rabbi Nassin's principle, that if one is owed money from a second person and that person is owed money from a third person, Shemotzi Mizeh Venosin Lezeh, we take the money from this last person and give it to this first person. The first opinion does not need to exclude a Baal Chob because he doesn't agree with Rabbi Nassin's principle. Point number two, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov requires three psukim to teach that each type of Eved Ivri, one who sold himself, one who sold by Beis Din, and a Nirtza, goes free in Yovel. Although he may hold of the Gzer Shava, Sechir, comparing the two types of sales, a pasuk is still needed for one sold by Beis Din, for one can argue, Macharu Beis Din da'avid Isura, one sold by Beis Din, who transgressed a prohibition of stealing, Imenignese, I would say we penalize him not to go free in Yovel. The pasuk teaches otherwise. A third pasuk is required to teach that a Nirtza also goes free in Yovel because one could say that one sold by Beis Din goes free at Yovel because his time to leave has not yet arrived. Aval Nirtza de Matai Zimne, but a Nirtza whose time to leave has already come, yet he opted to remain a servant, Ema Niknese, I would say we penalize him not to go free at Yovel. If only a Nirtza was written, one could say he goes free in Yovel because he already served 6 years, but one sold by Beis Din, who has not yet served his term, would not go free early in Yovel. And point number three, a brice records a machlokas about the pasuk Lo Yiga El Ba'ela. If the Jewish slave of an idolater was not redeemed by these, meaning his relatives, then he goes free in Yovel. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says, Be'ilu l'shichrur, when he is redeemed by these relatives, he goes to freedom. B'shar ko adam l'shibut, but if he's redeemed by any other person, he goes to servitude for that person. Rabbi Akiva holds the reverse, that if others redeem him, he goes free. But if relatives redeem him, he must serve them. The Gemara in the Shu explains that they argue how to read the pasuk, but ultimately says the basis for their argument is a logical one. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili holds it's logical that he should serve others who redeem him, because if he would go free, they would hold back and not redeem him. Rabbi Akiva holds it's logical that he should serve relatives who redeem him, because otherwise, every day he would go and sell himself to idolaters, knowing his relatives will free him. All right, so now we go to Simmer Daf Tezvav, and our standard simmer is a fruit bowl. Why is that? Because Tezvav relates to Tu B'Shvat, fruit, and we use a fruit bowl to make it a little more distinct. So a fruit bowl is the simmer. So here goes. After the rich master presented a diamond-studded fruit bowl of gifts, only to the Eved sold by Beis Din, three fruit bowls arrived and were given to three different types of Eved Ivri to celebrate their freedom at Yovel, leaving only the Jewish slave of an idol to redeem by his rich uncle, who wasn't going free, empty-handed. Once again, some motion. After the rich master presented a diamond-studded fruit bowl, that must be more in Daf Tezvav, Tu B'Shvat. After the rich master presented a diamond-studded fruit bowl full of gifts, only to the Eved sold by Beis Din, which reminds us, our brights on the previous Daf listed a machlokes about several differences between an Eved Ivri who sold himself and one sold by Beis Din. Here the Gemara explains the opinion that one who sold himself does not receive a hanaka gifts when he goes free. The pasuk says about one sold by Beis Din, Hanek Tanik Lo, you shall surely give him gifts, Lo, Velo, Lomokharasmo, teaching that they are only given to him and not to one who sells himself. The Gemara brings an explanation for what the other Tana darshans from the word Lo. So, after the rich master presented a diamond-studded fruit bowl full of gifts, only to the Eved sold by Beis Din, three fruit bowls arrived and were given to the three different types of Eved Ivri to celebrate their freedom at Yovel, which reminds us Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov requires three psukim to teach that each type of Eved Ivri, one who sold himself, one sold by Beis Din, and a Nirza, go free at Yovel. So, after the rich master presented a diamond-studded fruit bowl full of gifts, owing to the Eved sold by Beis Din, three fruit bowls arrived and were given to the three different types of Eved Ivri to celebrate their freedom at Yovel, leaving only the Jewish slave of an idol to redeem by his rich uncle, who wasn't going free, empty-handed, which reminds us, this machlokas of a Jewish slave of an idolater goes free when redeemed by relatives or others. But Yossi HaGlili holds, it's logical he should serve others who redeem him, because if he would go free, they would hold back and not redeem him. Rabbi Akiva holds it's logical that he should serve relatives who redeem him, because otherwise every day he would go and sell himself to idolaters knowing his relatives will free him. So once again, after the rich master presented a diamond-studded fruit bowl full of gifts, owing to the Eved sold by Beis Din, three fruit bowls arrived and were given to the three different types of Eved Ivri to celebrate their freedom at Yovel, leaving only the Jewish slave of an idol to redeem by his rich uncle, who wasn't going free, empty-handed. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf Yud Av. So the siman Daf Yud Av is stars based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The girl standing under the diamond-shaped stars at night. Stars? That must be more on Daf Yud Aleph. The girl standing under the diamond-shaped stars at night refused to accept Kesef Kedushin less than a dinar, which reminds us that this Daf primarily discusses reasons for Beis Shammai's ruling that Kedushin with money requires a dinar. Rabbi Zera offers the first explanation. Isha Makpetas Alatzma, a woman is particular regarding herself, Ein Miskadeshes B'Pachas Medinar, and doesn't agree to become married for less than a dinar. Beis Shammai is not discussing a case where a woman would stretch out her hand and accept even less than a dinar. Rather, he's referring to where the woman did not see the money given to her because she accepted it at night or appointed a shaliach to accept kedushin for her, in which case Beis Shammai assumes that a woman does not consent to kedushin for less than a dinar. So the girl standing under the diamond-shaped stars at night refused to accept kesef kedushin less than a dinar, was thrilled when she saw a young man approach with some kesef tzuri, which reminds us, Rav Yosef explains Beis Shammai's ruling based on the statement of Rav Asi, Kol kesef ha'amru b'Torah kesef tzuri, any kesef mentioned in the Torah refers to Tyrian currency, Mishal divrayim kesef medina, and any kesef mentioned by the rabbis refers to provincial currency. Tyrian currency was made from pure silver and didn't have a pruta, which is from copper. Since the Torah required a silver coin for kedushin by indicating kesef, it's understood that a coin of significant value is required, which Beis Shammai interprets to be a dinar. So the girl standing under the diamond-shaped stars at night who refused to accept kesef kedushin less than a dinar was thrilled when she saw a young man approach with some kesef tzuri, who was accompanied by his ami Ivriya he purchased for a dinar. Which reminds us, Reish Lakish explains that Beis Shammai derives the minimum amount for kedushin from the minimum amount for the sale of an ami Ivriya, a Jewish maidservant, which is a dinar. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simmer Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. Six of the diamond brothers, six brothers and another six, 12 brothers altogether? That must be more in Daf Yud Beis. Six of the Diamond Brothers were so busy worrying that the date a man gave their sister for Kedushin was worth a Shabbaprutta and Maadav, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that a man once gave a woman a date for Kedushin, and Shmuel ruled that even if an entire core of dates is only worth a dinar, and a single date is less than a pruta, she's considered married. Chayshin and Shem and Shabbaprutta and Maadav were concerned that perhaps it's worth a pruta and Maadav where dates are less available. So, six of the Diamond Brothers were so busy worrying that the date a man gave their sister for Kedushin was worth a Shabbaprutta and Maadav, and the other six brothers were distracted telling the mother of the man who was Makadosher with a blue stone the day earlier that they don't believe her, that it was worth a Shabbaprutta, which reminds us, a man once married a woman with a blue stone and another man married her afterwards. Rav Chista evaluated the stone to see if it was worth a pruta to determine if she was married to the first or second man. After Rav Chista determined that the stone was not worth a pruta and she was married to the second man, the first man's mother told Rav Chista that the stone was worth a pruta on the day of the Kedushin. Rav Chista responded, Lev kol kaminach da asras la basva, is not within your ability to prohibit her to the second man through your testimony. So, six of the Diamond Brothers were so busy worrying that the date a man gave their sister for Kedushin was worth a Shabbaprutta and Maadav, and the other six brothers were distracted telling the mother of the man who was Makadosh with the blue stone the day earlier that they don't believe her, that it was worth a Shabbaprutta, that they didn't notice that their other sister sat in silence after a man told her she should become Mekudeshes with the four Zuz wrapped in the Hadassim he gave her earlier. Which reminds us, a man once married a woman with a mat of hadassim. When he was told it was worth less than a pruta, he responded, let her become married with the four zuz wrapped inside it. She kept the money and was silent. Rava said, havishtikusa delachar matamaos, the case is silence after money was given. Bekoshtikusa delachar matamaos lav kumhi, and any silence after money is given is meaningless and does not constitute consent. Daf Yud Gimel. So the simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The bar mitzvah boy, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah boy standing at the diamond-shaped pulpit, who was shocked when a man stole a ribbon from a girl and then handed it to her for Kedushin, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that a man once stole ribbons from a woman, and when she asked for them, he responded, if I give them to you, will you be married to me? She accepted them and was silent. Rav Nachum ruled that she can say, Ein, shakli, vididi shakli, yes, I took them, but I took that which was mine and did not accept them as Kedushin. So the bar mitzvah boy standing at the diamond-shaped pulpit who was shocked when a man stole a ribbon from a girl and then handed it to her for Kedushin wisely refused to get involved because he wasn't qualified and it would be worse than bringing a mabul, which reminds Rav Yehuda quoted Shmuel, Kol she'enu yodei b'tiv gittin v'kedushin, anyone who does not know the laws of gittin and kedushin, lo yehelo esek imahen, should have no involvement in them. Rav Yochanan added, v'kashin lo'om yosim edor ha'mabul, and those who involve themselves without qualification are worse for the world than the generation of the flood. So the bar mitzvah boy standing at the diamond-shaped pulpit who was shocked when a man stole a ribbon from a girl and then handed it to her for Kedushin wisely refused to get involved because he wasn't qualified and it would be worse than bringing a mabul, and shared that he had plans to bring the olah for his late mother because she booted daraisa and she died after bringing her chatas. Which reminds us, two disputes were recorded which revolve around if she booted daraisa, the obligation of a person's property is beholden to a debt biblically requiring payment after his death. A mission states about a woman who gave birth who brought her requisite chatas but died before bringing her olah, that her heirs must bring her olah. Shmuel qualifies this, it only applies where she designated an olah while she was still living, but if she didn't, her heirs do not bring an olah. The Gemara deduces that he holds she booted love daraisa. The obligation on her inherited property is not beholden biblically. Rabbi Yochanan says the heirs must bring her ola even if she did not designate one because he holds shibuta daraisa. Daf Yadalad. So the simmer Daf Yadalad is a hand and we often use a juggler. So here goes. The Yavama who is juggling diamonds, juggling, that must be run Daf Yadalad, Yad. The Yavama who was juggling diamonds and received word that her Yavam died and she was permitted to the Shuk from a Kal Vachomer, which reminds the Gemara brings the source for the Kinyanim of a Yavam. The Yavam's death permits her based on a Kal Vachomer. If a married woman whose adultery is punishable by death becomes permitted through her husband's death, then a Yavama whose adultery is only a Lav should certainly become permitted with the Yavam's death. So the Yavama who was juggling diamonds and received word that her Yavam died and she was permitted to the Shuk from a Kal Vachomer, decide to use the gems to be Kona, an Eved, with a Kinyan Kesef, which reminds the Gemara brings the Kinyanim of an Eved Ivri and the source for acquiring an Eved with money. The Torah teaches that an Amma Ivri can be redeemed by deducting time served from her original purchase price. This indicates she was originally purchased with money, proving that an Eved Ivri may be acquired with money. So the Yavama who's juggling diamonds and received word that her Yavam died and she was permitted to the Shuk from a Kal Vachomer decided to use the gems to be Kona and Eved with a Kinyan Kesef and saw an Eved sold by Basin show off his bored ear to a Mocher Atzmo who looked in disgust, which reminds us that Braisa discusses four distinctions between a servant who sells himself and one sold by Basin, one of them being that a mocher atzmo eno nirza, one who sells himself cannot have his ear bored to remain after completing his term. Macharu Basin nirza, but one sold by Basin can have his ear bored to remain. Rabbi Elazar disputes all the distinctions, saying that both types of servants are only sold for 6 years, can be nirza, receive gifts upon leaving, and can be given a shivcha kananis. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which dafti machokos of an eved that was redeemed from an idolater goes free, depending on whether relatives or others redeemed him? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number two, which of the one that a yavam's death permits the yavama to the shuk based on a kal vachomer? That's on daf Yadalad. Good. Number three, which daf does Gemara bring a pasuk for the opinion that holds only a machru based in receives gifts, not a mocher atzmo? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number four, which daf do we have a machlokas whether there are four distinctions between a mocher atzmo and machru based in, one of them being that only a machru based in can become a nirza? That's on daf Yadal. Good. Number five, which daf do we have a question whether a man can be mekadesh a woman with an item he stole from her? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number six, which daf did we learn kol shtikusa delachar matam malus lav kumhi? Any silence after money was given is meaningless and does not constitute consent. That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number seven, which daf did we have a question whether tchilas bia kona or sof bia kona? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number eight, which daf did we learn the different ways that an eved is acquired, one of them being through a kinyan kesef? That's on daf Yadal. Good. Number nine, which thing when the Rav Yosef's explanation from Beis Shammai's ruling is based on the fact that Kesef in the Torah is referring to Kesef Tzuri, which is silver, and has significant value? That's on daf Yadal. Good. Number ten, which daf are three different psukim brought to teach that the three different types of Eved Ivri go free at Yovel? That's on daf Tezvav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Ram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.